Again, the theme is Thanksgiving this week, and we are thankful for all the great things the Lord has been doing in our midst. And Brother R. Drama had a prayer request here in the last week about a little boy named Eli, two-year-old little boy that was having some seizures. You may remember about that. And we prayed for him during the services in the last week or so. And this is not the first time Brother Art's brought a couple of requests from his neighbors or his co-workers or people that he's been witnessing to. And for some reason, you know, these people go to, hey, Art, pray for my son. Pray for my family members. So, Art, something is going on there in you witnessing to these folks. And matter of fact, I'm going to bring Art onto the line right now. Brother Art, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just be ready. I'm warming you up, man. I'm warming the seat up for you right now. So Brother Art has been showing that faith. He's been expressing that faith. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. That faith, the Holy Ghost that he has in that faith, he's not ashamed of it. You know, he talked about his testimony out in the world. He was not embarrassed or ashamed of living that old lifestyle. But now he's taking the same spirit and the same attitude in living for God. He's going to make sure the world knows about it, and the world is recognizing that in him. What a powerful testimony in and of itself. And so these folks have been coming, hey, Art, pray for my son. Pray for my family member. There's a need. And that's what Art has been doing, and prayers have been answered as a result. So now I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to transfer it over to Brother Art Durama, and he's going to go ahead and he's going to take his time and explain what has happened in the last few days regarding this situation. Go ahead, Brother Art. Take it away.
First of all, I'd like to thank Brother Vic for this opportunity. Well, I came to Brother Vic about a week ago and asked if we can pray for little Eli. He is my co-worker's son. I've been talking to him. The dad's name is Mike. And Mike actually comes from an apostolic background. His grandmother was apostolic. He was raised in an apostolic church. And when his grandmother passed away, his mother pulled him from the church, and he's never been back. So about a week ago, he had mentioned to me if I could pray for his son because he, out of nowhere, just started having several seizures a day. So I told him, of course, we'll pray for him. So we did as a church. And church, I just want you guys to know that this is all because of all of us in the church. God is answering and hearing our prayers. We prayed for him, like I said. I haven't seen Mike's of our work schedule, but I seen him today, and he came to me and told me that on Thursday when he woke up with this weight lifted off of him. He said a burden was lifted off him. He woke up totally different than the night he went to sleep before. So he went and seen his son, little Eli, and when he seen him, he said he looked at him, and he knew at that moment he was healed. He just knew it, and he don't know how he knew it. And I told him, I said, Mike, That's the Holy Ghost in you. It's revealing it to you. And, you know, he started to tell me, you know, I told him, I said, you received the Holy Ghost as a child, which he has told me. I said, God doesn't take back his gifts. I said, it's there. I said, you just need to tap into it. You need to pray. You need to pray back through. I said, you know what it takes. And I told Mike the first time he asked me to pray for him, you know, you can pray for your son too. You know how this is done. You know what needs to be done. You were raised apostolic. And he said it brought tears to his eyes because he knew he was healed. And I told him, I said, you know, God's reaching out to you. He's calling for you. He's calling you back. I said, and he may have used your son to get you back, get your attention, you know, just to open your eyes and let you know that he's still there. He has not left you. If anything, you walked away from him for a while, but he wants you back. It's just an amazing story. You know, it's hard for me to explain how he looked and his expressions to me. You know, he was teary-eyed, and he just knew what had happened. He knew what he'd seen. And I told him, I said, it wasn't my prayers. I said, it was God that healed his son. Because he told me, you know, your prayers healed him. I said, no, it was God. I said, we just put the request in, and God heard our prayers, and he honored it. I said, that's what he did. I just kept emphasizing to him, you know, you need to get back in the church. God's opening a door for you. God wants you back. You know, it's just really amazing because when I first got to this job, when I met Mike, through a brief conversations, he knew I was apostolic, and he asked me what religion I was, and I told him, and he said, I knew it. He said, because the way you are and the way you dressed and everything about you, I knew you're apostolic. And I don't see that when I look in the mirror. I just see me, and that just shows it. The way we are as a people, people will recognize that there is something different about us. There's something, you know, whether it's the Holy Ghost, the Spirit on us, whatever it is, that there is something different about us in a good way. I'm just sort of lost for words. I'm trying to remember the whole conversation. Please bear with me. I'm
really trying you're to doing good, it's Art, just, and as you're talking
it was just earlier today.
Art?
You know, he... Yes, you there?
Okay, Dad, let me ask you, you can you hear me, Art?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, you mentioned something to me about, and you talked about a little bit about how this man was in the church originally as a little boy,
yes.
His grandma or his grandparents. Maybe you can go into that a little bit more?
Yeah, his grandmother attended, which I was still trying to find out a little more detail, but his grandmother actually attended church years ago, and he told me when I first met him, and Bellflower. The reason it came up is because when he was my supervisor when I got hired, and they were assigning uniforms, and they tried to give me short pants and short sleeve shirts, and I told him I couldn't wear any of this stuff, and I gave it back, and he noticed that I requested Sundays off, and that's when he said, you know, may I ask you, do you go to church? What religion are you? And I told him apostolic because I knew it. And yeah, he was raised in an apostolic church in the Bellflower area with his grandmother. And his mother, and then when his grandmother passed away, his mother just sort of, I don't know if she was upset, bitter, whatever it was, but she turned away from the church and took him with her, and he was such a young kid, he just, you know, finished being raised without it. But I told him, you know, you might have left the church, but you still have that Holy Ghost in you. I told him God does not take back his gifts. I said, it's there. I said, you need to tap back into it. You need to pray through again. You know, God is using this right here as a way to connect with you, to get you back. I said, he's calling you, Mike. I said, he's calling you right now, and he wants you. He wants that relationship back. I said, don't, you know, ignore God. Don't ignore him. This is huge, what's happening in his life right now with his son. It really is. So I'm just hoping that, you know, this, you know, inspires the church to let us know that our prayers, our request to God as a church, they're not going unheard. They are not going
Amen.
Unheard. God hears them. God is honoring them. God is honoring our church's requests right now.
Yes,
this is
yes.
so huge to me.
Yes.
He is honoring our requests right now as a church and sees that, you know,
praise
what we have going on and we're there and we're devoted and we're faithful and we're doing everything we should be doing. And this is our reward.
Yes.
He's rewarding us right
yes.
now. And I just want the church
yes.
to know that don't ever, you know, think that it's going unheard. It's not. I said, God's in it. God is in it. And as of now, after the specialist, he took his son to a specialist this morning. They ran several tests. They cannot find anything wrong with this little boy. Nothing
Praise
whatsoever.
God.
He has not had another seizure since Wednesday. Was the last time he had one. And he was having several a day. I'm talking about six,
yes.
eight seizures a day. And to go overnight to nothing. And it's just,
right.
it's amazing what God's power can do. You know, there's no limits to it. No limits whatsoever.
Yes.
I think that's all I could remember right now. Sort of, you know, a little off guard, but, I talked to Brother Vic and sent him a text about it. I know I was going to be on the phone tonight, but that's fine. The church needs to know
yes.
that what we're doing is working. It definitely is working, and we
yes.
cannot give it up. We got to stay united. We got to stay faithful. We got to continue to follow what direction God is putting our church in. And the way we're going to do that is follow our pastor, because God is definitely leading us in the right direction through our pastor.
Amen.
And I just want to thank you, Brother Vic, for this opportunity. And I just hope it inspires someone out there.
It has.
Praying for a family member or someone
yes.
else, you know, out there that needs prayer. That prayer still works.
Yes, it does.
Yes, sir. I think all I have right now, unless I forgot something.
Hey,
a little nervous.
It was that was great, Art. I appreciate it. And again, you all heard Art's testimony. The Bible says that we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And what a testimony that was for Brother Art. Once again, thank you so much, Brother Art. And another thing I want to say about Brother Art is this: as he was talking, this man puts his faith in action. We're going to be talking about faith in action in just a little bit. But I was just picturing him helping. He and I were the primary people that started building that tent a few months ago. And you should have seen Brother Art go. He is a worker, that man. I mean, he puts his mind to his work, and he was just all over the place. A little Tasmanian devil, I called him, as he's running around putting this thing together. So, and that's the way he is, and that's the way his faith works. He's on the move. He's always wanting to do something. And there's activity there with Brother Art. So we thank Brother Art for him and Lisa for being such a great addition to our church. Next, I'm going to bring someone else on who told me about some great things that have happened just in the last couple of days, in the last week or so, as she's been talking to people. And she's just like Brother R, she's always talking about Jesus. Do you need prayers? People on the street, what do you need? Is there something you need? Can I help you with something? And that's just her attitude, and that is her faith. And of course, I'm referring to Sister Cindy Taff, who I believe is now on the line. Sister Cindy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and you're coming in loud and clear. I know you. She let me know that there's a couple of people she just talked to in the last week that she prayed for. One of them even had COVID, and their sister Cindy walking out to their home, and she wasn't able to go into the home, but she was able to give a word of faith here from a distance, and she's going to talk about that tonight. Go ahead, Sister Cindy.
Brother Art, first of all, yes, you definitely got my heart listening to you tonight. And you could preach on that one. That was really, really good.
Amen.
I just wanted to say just two quick testimonies. Not, definitely beyond powerful testimonies. My neighbor, her name is Karen. She's been to our church before. And she texted me the other day and said, Cindy, they think the cancer's back that was in her back from 2 years ago. And 2 years ago, I went over and prayed for her. When she got the first time, and she went into remission, and she said they think it's back, and they've got to open it up, and they got to take another, test. The last time, I mean, it just opened up, it got infected, and she had a big old hole in her back. And so she said, I'm asking you to pray for me. So I told her I would be praying, and I reached out to others to pray with me. And then I got ready to leave for outreach. Our evangelism prayer has been off the hook. Like, I just can't even explain what's happening there. But as I was getting ready to leave, I prayed that morning, and I was getting ready to leave the house, and I see her over on the side by the trash can. And I literally felt like, go pray for her. And I'll be honest with you, my first instinct, I see some of the other neighbors out and stuff, and I'm thinking, are you serious? And so I just kind of like go, kind of like drive by, and I guess she called pleasing God. I rolled down the window, and I thought, I'm going to see what she says. And I said, Karen, I said, how are you today? Oh, Cindy, I am miserable. I'm in so much pain. I knew. So I backed my car up, pulled into her driveway. I said, Karen, I'm going to pray for you. And she said, okay. So I just put my hands on her head, started praying for her. I'm speaking in tongues. The thought came in my head, you know what? Your neighbors are going to see you look ridiculous. But man, did she feel the presence of God. And that was the most important thing. And literally started crying there. And it just was powerful. I saw her today. And I said, Karen, how are you? And she said, Cindy, it closed back up. She said, the infection's gone. She said, it's healing every day. And I'm like, thank you, Jesus. And I realized, I left there and I thought, wow, what if I had ignored it? What if I hadn't done, anything? Just ignored the whole thing, thought, okay, well, I'll pray for her. I'll just pray for her in my car. So then I was, I have a girl that used to come in and clean for me, but right now she's pregnant. She's 6 months pregnant. And she texts me. We became close, just off and on. I've actually offered to do a Bible study with her. She's very interested. And then just different things happened, so, she didn't have time. But she reached out to me and said, can you pray for me? And I said, what's wrong? And she had gotten the virus. She had it for over a week. So I right away said, you know what? Can I get your handkerchief and bring it to you? Well, when I got over to where she lived, I wanted to make sure where I was at because it was an area I wasn't used to. And I said, is this your house? So she came to the door. And I saw her and I said, Nina, I said, can I pray for you? And she said, if you feel okay. I said, absolutely. And I just put my hands on it. I looked up to heaven because I thought, God, you got to help her. She is 6 months pregnant, and you could tell how sick she was. And the next day I text her and I said, Nina, how are you feeling? She said, dot, dot, dot. She said, thank God. She said, and thank you for your prayer. But she was better, and she's getting better daily. And I just said, wow. It blew me away. But you know what it is? It's back to just stepping out in faith and just feeling that unction. This is my biggest prayer. Tell God, let me be sensitive to the unction of your spirit. Like something like you, but if my head's filled with everything else, guess what? Cindy's not going to hear it because there's just no way. Like if my head's filled with a bunch of other stuff, I'm not even going to hear or feel that unction to, you need to move. But I am just so thankful because I thought, wow. And honestly, it made me think, okay, who else? Who else needs prayer for? Because I'm like, wow, God, what you can do in your presence amazes me. It literally astounds me. But I just wanted to share that testimony. And I'm just thankful for everything God is doing. I feel like faith is increasing, like, and beyond measures. And I'm like, God, you can do anything. And you're right, Brother Art. God does hear our prayers. He hears every one of our prayers. And when we step out and do what we're supposed to do, God moves. He moves profoundly. Yeah. That's it, Brother Bill.
And that was great. Thank you so much, Sister Cindy. And I just want to add on to something that both Sister Cindy and Brother Art were talking about, and that is this. We talk about faith tonight. First of all, this whole theme is Thanksgiving. Yes, we're thankful. It's Thanksgiving week, but we are thankful for many reasons, for our families, for our health, but for the move of God that is taking place right now. We said it earlier, faith in action. Faith in action. That phrase came to me right before the devotion call tonight. And when I thought about Brother Art's testimony and Sister Cindy's testimonies that they just gave, powerful, powerful. But this is what faith in action is, church. The Bible says that faith without works is dead, just as the body without the spirit is dead also. But that's what we're seeing right now. We are learning how to get a hold of that faith, activate that faith, shake ourselves if we need to, shake that faith awake in us, and then let God begin to use that faith to touch, to minister, to heal. And we're going to see great things take place, church. We are going to see, we're already starting to see great things take place. I'm going to talk about briefly about what happened last night at last night's service. During that worship service, you felt the church, there was faith in the air. Faith was moving. It felt like what it says in the Bible, in the Gospels, about the waters being troubled. The waters of faith were being troubled last night. And we as a church are learning how to identify that and how to respond to that. And when that happens, church, we need to just jump headlong into that pool of water. And you watch what God is going to do for you, for your family members, for the visitors, the people that you're going to be touching out in the world, like Brother Art and like Sister Cindy. We all are going to be doing that. There's so many others that are already doing this, and we're going to get more on the call here in the next several weeks, but I hope you're getting a hold of this faith, church, because this is what happened last night at the end of the service. As we continue to have service, Pastor even got up and said, there's not going to be any preaching tonight. We're just going to let there be a move of God, and that's what took place. Well, as the service progressed, at the very end of the service, Sister Vita came, who has a leg injury, by the way. We'll talk about that in a minute. She brought Araceli, or Chelly, short for Araceli. We baptized her and three or four other family members about 5-6 months ago during the shutdown. We baptized them. But last night she brought her son Chris and her daughter Crystal. And they wanted to be baptized. They'd already heard about baptism. They understood something about repentance and baptism through Chelly and Vita and Christine and Chris and the rest of the family. But last night, we all gave a little bit of a Bible study. But there's Brother Art, Sister Cindy, Brother Prime, myself. We gave a Bible study again to them too, and they got the message. and they wanted to get baptized in church. Last night we baptized Chris and Crystal in the wonderful name of Jesus last night. Praise God. Great things again are taking place. And before that baptism took place, I just want to give a shout out to Sister Vita. And I believe she's on the line. I believe she has her family on the call tonight. Sister Vita, Sister Cindy, and Brother Art said it. Your prayers are not going unanswered. Our prayers don't just hit the ceiling and fall back down to the ground. Oh, no, the Lord is storing them. The Lord is recording your prayers, and He's beginning to move in your family. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost is talking about it. You should have seen Sister Vita. Pastor Clark, you know, asked for her to come on down. He wanted to make sure that she witnessed the baptism. There she was with her walker because she just had surgery here the last few weeks, and she's still dealing with some pain, discomfort. She can't really use that leg. Well, there she came down on that walker, down that side aisle, so she can view the baptism. And she was going slow, very slowly. She had to take a break two or three times. It took almost about 5 minutes to just come down that side aisle. But she needed to make sure she had a front row seat to be able to witness two more of her family members be baptized in the name of Jesus. Again, church. We're seeing faith. We're seeing faith in action, and it's for everybody. It's not for a select few. It's for everyone. It's for whosoever will, like Pastor Clark has said it. And right now, you see what's happening in our church as we're coming back in after this big COVID pandemic. We're beginning to come to church slowly now. We're having more people come back. And as you come in, church, get a hold of this faith, this new, fresh anointing, this new, fresh faith that the Lord is giving out right now. Oh, I'm feeling it right now. Get a hold of it, church, for you, yourself, your family, your children, your family members, backsliders, loved ones, co-workers, whoever it may be. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in the next several months. Pastor preached about it yesterday morning, the mark of the beast and what's going to be happening in the world. But does it really matter? As long as we are in the boat and we are secure. Brother Sid said it last night. You know, for some reason, I'm just not afraid. I'm not really even concerned about it. And I hear what he's saying because he's got a hold of something. The Lord is putting a burden in him and Sister Jessica as well, a burden for lost souls, for new converts. And the Lord wants to do it for the rest of us. Praise God. And it's taking place. Church, why don't we end tonight's call with prayer? Why don't we just thank God for these great testimonies we heard? Why don't we thank God for God dropping this burden on each and every one of us. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Brother Art Durham and little Eli, the miracle that you're performing in his life and in saving his father and his family, Lord, and bringing them back to the church. We thank you for Sister Cindy and her neighbor and for the lady that she prayed, Lord, that had the virus as well. You're bringing healing and salvation to their homes, to their families, Lord God. We thank you for the miracle that you're providing in Sister Vita's life and in her family's lives in bringing her family members into the church. We thank you, Lord God, for placing this burden and this faith, this new faith into each one of our members, Lord God, so everyone can begin to minister. Everyone can begin to testify and be a witness of your goodness, of your love, of your salvation. In the name of Jesus, in el nombre de Jesus. Praise God. It's feeling good, church. It is feeling good. I hope you're feeling good in your living rooms, in your cars, wherever you're at listening to this. Hey, get a hold of this, church. Let's get a hold of this, and let's come back tomorrow night to church Tuesday night, and let's come expecting great things tomorrow night at church. God bless all of you. Have a great day and a great night. In the name of Jesus, amen.